Amendment 3 on next month's general election ballot would take power away from the state legislature when it comes to expanding gambling and put it solely in the hands of voters. Best Bet Jacksonville has come out in strong opposition to the measure, but the League of Women Voters is urging voters to say yes. If Amendment 3 passes next month, it would categorize card games, casino games, and slot machines as casino gambling, and it would require anyone who wanted to build a casino or expand their gambling facility to get hundreds of thousands of signatures to get their project on the ballot, where it would then have to be approved by Florida voters. Michelle Levy with the League of Women Voters says the way the law is now, politicians in Tallahassee get to decide who can gamble and who can't.
You know, there's millions of dollars in political contributions that come from casino interests, you know, looking to expand in Florida. And this takes the money out of it. It really leaves it up to the voters to decide if gambling is a good idea.
But Jamie Shelton, president of Best Bet Jacksonville, says voters in other parts of the state shouldn't have a say in what his business does, so he's voting no on three.
It takes away local voter control. It takes away the voices from the communities and makes it a statewide issue. It takes away the power of the Florida legislature to govern that and to allow for that.
Both agree the amendment's passage will likely make it harder for gambling to expand in Florida. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.